But by what sign would I first know her flight, her song, her twee? That one sweet day she'd hope to go to sleep alongside of me. Those lines are from my book of poetry called The Universal Solvent, from a poem called Sleep Alongside of Me. The speaker wonders if he will know it when he first meets the love of his life. I met a special someone once, and it was love at first sight, or at the very least, an instant appreciation and curiosity and ease with each other. It turned out to be one of those enduring loves, the type that survives the arc of dating. We met on a lovely evening on huge blankets at a Pavarotti concert in Central Park, New York City. I went there with my best friend, and it was clear he had a crush. She was casually holding court and surrounded by countless aunts and other relatives. The scene is a tableau which is ever present in my mind, even 20 years later. Vivid and artful blankets. She was Asian Indian, and though thoroughly modern, she still wore colorful scarves and saris. She wore her hair long and wild and never perfectly coiffed. Her blessed aunts made a lovely fuss over me and playfully competed with each other. "Try this, Rodney. I made it." "No, Rodney, eat this. I made it." She was laid back, yet strong-minded and direct. We fell into a great conversation, which eventually turned to work. We realized a year and a half earlier we attended the same conference. She chided me with, "I was looking you up and down in your suspenders and boots, but you didn't notice." Now that's a pity. In our respective jobs, we were both managing young students. We decided I would trade with her my intern supervisor's handbook in exchange for her volunteer recruitment kit. We exchanged numbers, and for once I didn't lose the piece of paper it was written on. I didn't go out of town and forget the whole evening. I actually made that phone call and was surprised to hear my voice drop an octave as I left a voicemail. Soon we were going out to see movies with her friends or cousins. One Sunday, on our very first casual solo date at the Guggenheim Museum, she said, "If you haven't eaten, we could go to my place, I could cook, and we could watch the Emmys." All was well until reality knocked, in the form of an out-of-state job offer which I couldn't turn down, and some other life-altering news. One of her former college classmates, who he hung out with, wasted no time in asking if I was moving far, far away. I wanted to lie, but admitted I was. Days later, I was gone, and he asked her out. They were eventually married, but I remained her constant movie date. It is nice to be roundly appreciated. When you meet someone who you dig at first sight and manage to stay deeply connected over time, no matter what. She eventually had a boy named Kavi, which means poet. Upon hearing that, I said, "Poet? Ah, you named him after me." Soon, a poem which I named Kavi, with the subtitle, "Born Wednesday, June 3rd, 2009, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time," began to emerge. It was a hit with her legions of relatives. It even garnered me a standing invitation with her in-laws in Hawaii. "I have met your chosen parents and their kin, and I therefore know that compassion will be your default vibration, and peace will be your constant companion. How will you recognize peace? It is a voice from within your household. Yes, Kavi. Come, my darling. Tell me about your day. Tell me everything. Tell me now, my darling." As befits a poet who is loved beyond compare.
It is the evening of the day.